Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Bradley Chambers. Today's my last day. It's a chance to be back tomorrow, so thanks for letting me join you all this week. First up is a story actually from last night that where we reported that many users were having issues getting macOS 12.1 to show up in software update. I personally saw the issue, but a helpful commenter found the solution. If your Mac is hiding macOS Monterey 12.1, check out the link in the show notes and you'll find the solution in the comments. It did work for me. It involves just killing a process while you have that software preference pane open. Next up, Pegasus spyware maker NSO Group is reportedly running out of cash following actions by both the U.S. government and Apple. This has led the company to explore options to put itself up for sale. Two U.S. funds have expressed an interest, claiming they would change the company's missions from being an offensive play to a defensive company, but there has been some skepticism by that. The company has come under increased scrutiny since an Amnesty International expose on the company. The U.S. government named the company as a national security risk, banning the import and sale of its spyware. Apple followed this by suing the company for breaching the privacy of iPhone users and began checking iPhones for signs of compromise, and they notified owners if they had been targeted.
We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it super easy to get started. Unlike its competitors, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. So you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky web-based tools. Direct Mail also comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-feature plans at directmailmac.com/9TO5.
Next up, if your company uses Slack or you like to play PlayStation, you use Twitch during the day, and you're on the West Coast, you likely noticed that there was another AWS outage. It seems like that's happening every week at this point. At this time, it just generally looked at the West Coast users. So if you want to learn more about that outage, check out the link in the show notes. Next up, Disney Plus today is expanding its Watch Together feature to work with FaceTime while using SharePlay. With that feature, subscribers with an iOS device or an Apple TV can enjoy content from Disney Plus with family and friends completely in sync while on a FaceTime call. According to Disney, all the Disney Plus content is available here, so all Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and more. Next up, Apple's references to CSAM scanning have been quietly removed from the company's website in the past few days. If you remember this, this was announced alongside the communication safety feature in Messages. It has now been removed from Apple's website. No word if that feature will come back later or just, you know, is gone for good. Finally, Swift Playgrounds 4 was announced back in June at WWDC. This app helps developers and students learn the company's Swift programming language, and the new version lets developers build and submit complete apps to the App Store directly from an iPad. Last month, 9 to 5 Mac showed off the first look at the app with some exclusive screenshots, and now it's out for any user to try. That's it for today's news. As always, thanks for listening. If you're using Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can always visit 9to5mac.com to check out the latest Apple news.